The Cazalet Chronicle, written by Elizabeth Jane Howard and read by Eleanor Braun. Part 2. Marking Time. Home Place, September 1939. Someone had turned off the wireless, and in spite of the room being full of people, there was a complete silence, in which Polly could feel and almost hear her own heart thudding. As long as nobody spoke and no one moved, it was still the very end of peace. The brig, her grandfather, did move. She watched, while still in silence, he got slowly to his feet, stood for a moment, one hand trembling on the back of his chair, as he passed the other slowly across his filmy eyes. Then he went across the room, and one by one, kissed his two elder sons, Polly's father, Hugh, and Uncle Edward. She waited for him to kiss Uncle Roop, but he did not. She had never seen him kiss another man before, but this seemed more of an apology and a salute. "It's for what they went through last time there was a war, and because it was for nothing," she thought. Polly saw everything. She saw Uncle Edward catch her father's eye and then wink, and her father's face contract, as though he remembered something he could hardly bear to remember. She saw her grandmother, the Duchess, sitting bolt upright, staring at Uncle Rupert with a kind of bleak anger. "She's not angry with him. She's afraid he will have to be in it." Polly understood everything. People were beginning to shift in their chairs.